In today's era of digital advertising, social media promotions, and online marketing, many wonder if printed catalogs, or brochures are still effective. Brochures and catalogs are a great and inexpensive way to tell a story or to showcase products and services. Consumers today view catalog and other printed marketing tools as the perfect antidote to the all-too-common digital fatigue. Once you have created your file on your computer, you can begin printing the brochure. You must ensure you have the right printer that not only can print on both sides, but should support various media sizes while offering color and black and white printing. 1. Choose files and print settings. To start printing, choose the file to print, then specify the printer by going to the print menu. After selecting the number of copies you want, you also need to pick whether you want to print on either sides or on one side of the paper only. 2. Pick the type of paper. Choose the paper type and thickness that is ideal for the booklet. You can choose from glossy, matte, uncoated paper or recycled paper. If the booklet will be preserved and reused for a long time, it is essential to pick thick paper, while the thinner paper is suitable for temporary printed material created for a specific event or promotion. If you need to print high-quality images for product promotions or other events, choose gloss-coated paper, which makes colors vibrant while images are crystal clear. Matte-coated paper is typically used in jewelry, fashion, and art, while uncoated paper has a natural feel that makes it suitable for notepads, greeting cards, and business cards. 3. Verify printer capability. Check if the printer can support automatic duplex printing, which means that by default, both sides of the paper will be printed. If you want to print only on one side of the paper or your printer does not have an automatic duplex printing option, you can choose front side only or back side only. 4. Select the paper layout. The edge refers to how the next page follows when the print remains upright. One of the important things to choose is whether you want to flip the pages from the long edge of the paper like you would flip a magazine or book, or from the short edge that is common in a notepad. 5. Pick the type of binding. Once the papers are printed, you can choose the right binding option, including saddle stitch, spiral binding, perfect bound, tape bound, loop stitched, or hard bound. Saddle stitching involves folding sheets of paper and binding them with staples on edge, and is the ideal option when the booklet has fewer pages.